Hello and welcome to the Open Country Newsletter, April to June 2025. David, our Chief Officer, writes, "It's often said that all a day in the outdoors needs to be successful is a loo, a view and a brew. Well, I'd like to add one more vital ingredient. Many people with disabilities really benefit from seats and benches based at regular intervals." This year, in our benchmark campaign, Open Country will be promoting the value of seats of all shapes and sizes. Ideally, popular countryside sites would have one every 100 metres or so. One or two countryside managers have told us recently that they are cutting back on benches in order to save money, but we'd urge everyone to remember our amended outdoor code. All you need is a loo, a view, a brew and a pew. Fun, fresh air and friendship. We had some gratifying findings from our recent members survey, and some key results are shown in the image below. But the main things were 100% of those who responded say they have fun and feel safe and supported when out with Open Country. 98% feel like part of a team. They feel respected and have a real sense of belonging. And 63% of people have been involved with Open Country for more than 5 years. Thanks to everyone who contributed. Your feedback is vital and helps shape our activities this year and in the future. Volunteer news. We're excited to share the results of our volunteer survey. The feedback was overwhelmingly positive, with many people highlighting the flexible nature of their volunteer roles, feeling valued and enjoying the relaxed, informal atmosphere of the activities. Other results revealed that 92% rated their overall volunteer satisfaction as 8 out of 10 or above, and the top benefits of volunteering were enjoyment, meeting new people, and improving health and well-being. Fundraising news, Hops of the Tops. Make sure you catch the Witches of Eastwick this June. This is a fantastic opportunity not only to enjoy a brilliant production by Hops Musical Theatre, but also to support Open Country, who Hops has selected as their charity of the year. So hopefully see you there. Our friends Mark and Emma, along with their fantastic pub, The Commercial Inn in Methley, are supporting Open Country and raising funds for us. If you're in Methley, do pop in and see how you can get involved. We also have a barbecue event planned for the summer at the Commercial Inn to raise funds for Open Country. We have a new finance officer, Julie Whitwam, who started a couple of months ago. She'll be working for us on Tuesdays and Wednesdays in the Harrogate office. So welcome to Julie. Harrogate Hub News. We've been quite bookish over the winter and nearly gave our printers a heart attack recently, with no fewer than 5 access publications in the pipeline. We have a second York Break Free pack called York District. It contains routes such as Bedenborough Hall, the Solar Trail and Homestead Park, tying in with the existing York Blue Space pack. We've also produced a Break Free pack for the Selby area and a North Yorkshire Countryside Directory for people with disabilities. This has been revised and reprinted for the 6th time. Would you believe it? Our special branch teams have been hard at work recently, helping to plant hundreds of new saplings in Bilton Fields, Harrogate and Horseshoe Fields in Knaresborough. The work is part of the White Rose Forest, a community forest initiative for North and West Yorkshire. Working with landowners, North Yorkshire Council, our Trailblazers and Nature Force teams are aiming to plant almost 2,000 trees as part of this amazing project, which will eventually link existing forests across the north. Teesside Hub News. Ellie Rawdon has been undertaking staff training for the first few months and is also making lots of community connections on Teesside. She'll be launching our initial suite of activities on Teesside in April, and the groups will include a tandem bike club, nature and access club, mental health and well-being club, and weekend outings. The activities will leave from Margrove Heritage Centre, and pickups and drop-offs via our accessible minibus are available for those who are not able to travel to Boosbeck. With the Teesside Hub only just opening, we're delighted to announce the project has been already supported by Primary Club, and the Murray Fund, Tees Valley Community Foundation, Tees Million and the Teesside Charity. We'd like to express our heartfelt thanks for their generosity and support and to all who believe in our mission. Your trust and support is truly invaluable. Wakefield Hub News. Wildflowers for sale. Our Wild Things group grow and sell UK native wildflower plug plants for just 50p per plug. They'll be ready to collect and plant out from late March, so why not place an order while stocks last? We recently had a poetry workshop with Helen Wilby. Everyone wrote an individual poem and then we combined parts of each to make a joint one. It was written in the order of the things we saw on a walk at New Miller Dam. And it's called Together at the Dam. Feathers on a wet log, evidence of a nest block. Slightly choppy water rushes down, making a noisy exit to a calmer, deeper river where peace can be found. The snowdrops waking up the woodland banks, blooming out of the winter gloom. Remembering it's time to grow. Purple crocuses, or are they croci, resplendent in their spring robes. The crow, wings spreading wide, ready to take off like an aeroplane, leaving behind Hugh's black rainbow. Trees watching people go by, hoping for a hug. The sunshine reflecting on the lake, reigniting a thousand memories. The boathouse shimmering above the water of the Ripple Dam. All sat on the bench, side by side, laughing and chatting. Smile to the camera, a happy memory made. We enjoy it, whatever the weather. You'll always find us out there together. That was written by Chrissy Brighton, Pat Clayton, Ralph Crouch, Dawn Ellis, Amanda Jackson, Beth Longfellow, Carol Topham, Mackenzie Ward and Helen Wilby. Tandems go large. We have a new tandem at Wakefield, one with a large frame as requested by the advisory group back in November. Thanks to Mark Morgan, who's been doing an amazing job servicing the bikes and getting them ready for the start of the tandem sessions this spring. Barnsley News. The Barnsley project continues to flourish with members enjoying the activities and days out, including walks in the Peak District, indoor climbing, visits to country houses and accessible fishing at Lady Bow Reservoir. Any new potential new members and volunteers can contact Bob on 07446 130 777. Potty decision. In our last newsletter, we reported that Yorkshire Wildlife Trust had erected a brilliant new accessible toilet at their Staveley Nature Reserve. Regrettably, they then swiftly decided to lock it to the public. It's a backward step, which we hope they will rethink. For now, it's back to unhygienic trips into the nearby bushes for visitors and Yorkshire Wildlife Trust members alike. If you don't want to disturb the badgers, the closest accessible toilet is at Back Lane Car Park in Boroughbridge, which is 4 miles away. Thanks very much for listening to the newsletter. If you'd like to get in touch, please call the head office in Harrogate on 01423 507 227. We look forward to speaking to you and seeing you soon. Bye for now.